This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets across Myanmar again on Sunday, a day after two people were killed when police and security forces used live and rubber bullets, tear gas, water cannon, and slingshots against those protesting the military's February 1st coup. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the deadly violence, saying the use of lethal force, intimidation, and harassment against peaceful demonstrators is unacceptable. But plans for more protests Monday persist on social media. The date, 2/22/2021, is a nod to the 8/8/88 pro-democracy uprising in Myanmar on August 8, 1988. There are rumors of an internet shutdown expected Monday morning. The U.S. Embassy is among those warning people to be prepared for a blackout. Early Sunday, police arrested a famous actor, Lu Min, who had taken part in protests in Yangon. He was one of six celebrities the army said were wanted in an anti-incitement law. The army accused Lu Min of encouraging civil servants to join in the protest. If convicted, he faces a two-year prison sentence. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States was deeply concerned by reports that security forces had fired on protesters Saturday and continued to detain and harass demonstrators and others. The U.N. Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, tweeted, "I am horrified at more loss of life as the ruling junta escalates its brutality in Myanmar. This madness must end now." In a statement released late Sunday, Myanmar's foreign ministry called such messages, quote, "flagrant interference in its internal affairs." EU foreign ministers are meeting Monday to discuss sanctions.